In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keith, brought to you by New Car Toyota and Hyundai of North Kingstown. Remember Tarbox? It's now New Car. Hyundai and Toyota in North Kingstown. Some great people, same great places, with thousands of vehicles. You can discover why everyone loves a new car. I do agree with one text here, which we should read before we get into some Would You Rathers.
Yeah.
Hashtag Dork Minute, 1145, right. Pure Hoops, with Terp at High Noon. Vrabel comes your way in the 1 o'clock hour as well. Guys, that was the most depressing segment in the history of depressing segments.
Well,
I agree. I expected a little more, like,
yeah,
excitement and hype out of Bradfo. He's just like, get the sad trombone ready.
Last week, we both did, like, quote-unquote plans for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And mine was far-fetched, but it was, like, Tarek Skubal, Pete Alonso, Bo Bichette. Yours was Cole Reagans, Pete Alonso, bring Bregman back. And Rob's like, well, they got Sonny Gray in Oviedo.
I think they're done there.
And they'll probably trade an outfielder. So they're really just going to remove from the team? Then the team's actually worse? Like, wait a minute.
Now,
that can't possibly be
now,
right.
In fairness to Rob, he said at the end of the week, sad trombone. That doesn't rule out they sign some of these guys later. He said they're going to wait out the market.
True.
So I get what he's saying.
But like, he didn't seem to be sold on, like, Pete Alonso.
No, definitely not.
Because even if they get Bregman back, that certainly wouldn't be like a nothing offseason, but it kind of feels that way because you're just bringing back last year's roster.
I agree with all of that. It wouldn't be a nothing offseason, but it would definitely feel that way. The optics would be, I guess, even worse if they lost him, but still not very good.
Uh-huh.
So, look, Alonso may not sign by Friday, so it doesn't mean the Red Sox are out, but I didn't like any of that from Bradfo, quite frankly.
No, neither did I. I didn't care for it at all.
The man is he's talking to everybody in the buffet line, as he let us know.
Yeah,
so he's boots on the ground in Orlando.
I know.
I did not appreciate that update, but we'll take it. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature to listen to Rob Bradford among the rest of our content there. You won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe. What do we got for Would You Rathers today, Bill?
Would you rather have Philip Rivers or Drew Brees right now?
I think you'd rather have. So they actually retired, I believe, the exact same year. So
that's crazy.
They've been out of the game the same amount of time. And Drew Brees was always better and probably still is.
Yeah. I think I'd rather have Brees. Is the game in a dome?
Game? Indy.
Yeah. So if the Colts.
Oh, no. This week they're actually in Seattle. But, like, overall, if he has to play the rest of the season, at least the home games, you know, are in a dome.
Brees.
I think the answer is Brees.
Like, we're not very pro Drew Brees,
no,
but we begrudgingly put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
We're small hall guys.
But small.
Begrudgingly put him in the Hall of Fame. You sneaky really like Philip Rivers over there, but you're still taking Brees over.
No, I don't like Philip Rivers. You like Joe Flacco. That's how the whole discussion got started yesterday.
Yeah, Flacco's kind of awesome. You know, watching this year?
I did watch him actually a little bit. Philip Rivers last season, he went 11-5 with Indy. But it was in 2020.
You went 11-5?
Yeah.
Wow.
24 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
That's not good.
Drew Brees.
That's fine, but it's like nothing special.
No. Drew Brees played 12 games that year. This is the COVID year of 2020. So COVID really knocked out both Rivers and Brees.
Mm-hmm.
He went 9-3, 24 touchdowns, 6 picks.
Yeah, Brees.
Brees.
Yeah.
Call Brees up.
I don't want either one.
Yeah, they were talking.
But now
this
I
got to
take one. Brees.
Wiggy and Ninkovich and the rest of the show was talking about, like, what other options there were.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I could really think of, and I guess this gets into like, well, what offense did he run and blah, blah, blah. But Taylor Heinicke played somewhat, for a guy that's not on a roster, played somewhat recently and had some success in the NFL.
I like Taylor Heinicke.
He's probably the answer.
He's a little scrappy guy.
Phillip Rivers hasn't played in 5 years.
Yeah.
That is wild to me. It's not
can't
one or two.
Can't you sign guys off of practice squads too? Like, couldn't they technically sign Bailey Zappe off the Browns practice squad?
Oh, yeah, good call.
I mean, look, there's a million better options than Phillip Rivers.
This is stupid.
It's dumb.
What's stupider? Both Colts franchise decisions.
Yeah.
Hiring Jeff Saturday off of TV to coach them for the rest of a season.
Didn't they win the first game?
They won the first game. I think they lost every game after.
Yeah, this is stupider.
Yeah. He hasn't played for 5 years.
There was a great tweet yesterday, though. It's like, this is now the second time in the last few years the Colts have turned to a high school coach to save their season.
That's a good point. But think about this.
Yeah, but Jim Irsay's daughter is all over it. I'll tell you what. She's real good at what she does.
Deshaun Watson missed how much time? Like a year and a half? And was in his prime and was horrible when he came back.
Yeah.
This dude is 44.
There were some
44.
Other mitigating factors going on there. But yes, I understand.
I
get your
point. That's more the reason why he wasn't playing. But like once he came back to play, like he was ready to play, right?
Yep.
And he was terrible. And so one of the big arguments against Kaepernick for a while was like, all right, well, now we're like 3 years removed from Kaepernick, right? When people were like trying to make the push, like, yeah, get him back. And you're like, well, even if he wasn't blackballed, it's 3 years. 5 years for this guy? It's gonna be a rough watch, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
But it's must-see TV.
It kind of is.
Sure. They play Seattle, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
In Seattle.
Okay. But the answer is Breeze. What else, Bill?
Would you rather play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl or no bowl if you thought your team was snubbed?
Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Pop-Tarts Bowl.
I'm not a giant baby. I'd play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I'd need a bunch of Pop-Tarts.
I'd be mad.
Yeah.
I'd make a stink about it. I'd do one of two things, probably. I would either try to dominate the Pop-Tarts Bowl to the point where you win like 70-7, the other team quits and cries, or you flat out tell everybody in the locker room, like, look, seniors and NFL guys, like, if you don't want to play all the good players don't play, feel free to, and then you can make a mockery of it. Jeremiah, play all your scrubs.
Jeremiah Love does not have to play in
that
game.
You don't have to play.
Yeah.
But seniors would want to play. It's more the NFL guys don't play. Don't worry about it.
A no-brainer first-round pick, which Love, I was looking at Field Yates' mock draft this morning, Brad. And he was going like 13th or 14th to Kansas City. So like a guy like that, sit it out. But the rest of the guys should play.
And then I would eat Pop-Tarts on the sideline during the game.
I would happily eat the Pop-Tarts.
The brown cinnamon one.
That's a good one.
That's the best one, I think.
That's probably the best
one. Not to spring that on you, but I think that's probably the best Pop-Tart.
Tuesday?
Yes.
Pop-Tarts?
Pop-Tarts.
I don't
hate in honor of Notre Dame.
Top five Friday.
Yeah, s'mores would have to go
pretty
top.
Legit. S'mores is legit.
Frosted blueberries.
I love a marshmallow. So
I like the strawberry over the blueberry, even though in real life I like a blueberry more than a strawberry.
I'm exactly the same way. But the Pop-Tarts, I like the with the little like frosting and the sprinkles on top.
Obviously, there's a little bit of frosting.
That's real nice.
I also have never eaten them out of the toaster. People put them in the toaster. I've never done that.
They're better just out of the bag. They're better untoasted.
Definitely a grab-and-go snack.
Grab-and-go snack, there's two of them.
But you haven't tried it?
Never. You know me, I don't like hot stuff.
I don't think Lucas has ever had a Pop-Tart.
I want to burn my mouth in the
morning. In the grocery store, we usually walk by him, and he's like, Dad, what are those? I'm like, keep going.
Keep moving.
Yeah.
It's like, it says here it has 200% of my daily sugar.
Keep going. We're not stopping.
You're fine.
But it is
a nice treat.
His eyes catch it every time when we're walking
by. They market them well. Yeah. And this bowl game is legit fun. I'm telling you, they have that giant Pop-Tart running around the field.
There's so many flavors now, too.
So many flavors.
I think Notre Dame's afraid to lose it. It's less about a stand. It's more like, well, if you lose to BYU, people are going to be like, well, you never belong there, and you put up a big stink anyway, you giant. I think they're afraid to lose the game. So they took their ball and they went home, like giant children.
Have you had the chocolate chip cookie dough?
No, it sounds good.
Have you had the banana bread?
No, it sounds good.
Have you had the chocolatey chip pancake?
No, that sounds really good.
Have you had the cinnamon roll?
Probably.
Have you had the blueberry crumble?
Well, I've had a blueberry one. That's not blueberry crumble, though, I don't think.
I don't think so. No, that's different. Have you had the milkshake?
Make a
milkshake Pop-Tart.
Make a meme for Bob Ryan if you could.
How many of these?
How many of these Pop-Tarts have you had?
Don't tag them.
Just unfrosted strawberry,
coconut caramel. They have thin mint. They have brown sugar cinnamon. They had strawberry.
I was just telling Nick I had Boston cream ones. They were really good.
I might stop by Barbie Basket. Oh
my God, confetti cupcake.
Shaw's Star Market.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that too. All right, what else we got?
Holy mackerel!
Would you rather watch Home Alone or Home Alone 2?
Home Alone,
one.
Yeah, the first one.
First one, no doubt.
Now, I'm outvoted in my household, though.
Kat
likes Home Alone 2. Lucas likes Home Alone
There's 2. A big groundswell for 2 greater than 1. So I didn't know where you stood on this, but I'm a 1 greater than 2 when it comes to Home Alone.
Here's what I would give 2.
Shovel Guy greater than Pigeon Lady. Wet Bandits greater than Sticky Bandits.
That's definitely true. Okay. Wet Bandits, I don't know if Pigeon Lady may be over.
Dude, get out of here.
Old Man Marley.
Pigeon Lady. You don't need to feed all the pigeons.
Well, no, but that's
just like crapping on her.
Part of her character. That's part of what makes her scary.
Horrible.
Also, in pigeon crap.
It's a wild premise, obviously, but like the fact that they lose him the second time is like, all right, guys, like let's get it together.
Yeah, maybe, terrible parents.
Like maybe like handcuffed.
But he did make it to the airport that time.
I know he did. Yeah. Oh, I know he did. He was checking the batteries of the Talkman.
I get it.
Yeah.
And then he got on another flight. He even thought he was on the.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right flight day. Thought he was on the right flight. I've seen the movie.
He goes, man.
It's just his doppelganger happened to be in the airport at the exact same time.
Man, what city? What city is that over there?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's New York.
He's
yikes.
I think you need to, you handcuff yourself to the kid that you lost.
Yeah,
in the second one?
Yeah.
You're like, you're not getting away.
Now, here's what I'll give 2 over 1. I do think 2 has bigger laughs. Like, the funniest parts of 2, the funniest parts of 2 are funnier than 1. Like, when Marv electrocutes himself.
Yeah.
That is...
Tim Curry's great.
Uncle
Tim
Frank singing in the shower.
Yeah. I think 2 probably has bigger laughs, but there's also, a bunch of things where you're like, the whole premise of all these films is very far-fetched, but in the second one, you're like, I'm really struggling to stay on board with it.
The second one, he literally isn't even home alone.
Yeah.
He's in New York.
Yeah. First one's better.
The first one, he's not home.
He's lost in New York.
Yeah,
it's right there in the title.
Well, I know, but Home Alone is the beginning of said title.
He's not home at all.
He was.
Doesn't appear to be all that alone.
New York. Rambo, First Blood. First Blood 2.
Yeah,
First Blood
2.
Good More point. Blood.
Yeah. So Home Alone's the answer?
Yeah, the first one.
Okay.
Would you rather have a real Christmas tree or a fake one?
So I was always of the real one. My house, Bragg, we've always had a real one. But the prices, not just because Andy Hart talking about it. I didn't pay as much for my tree as Andy Hart did this year. He paid $225.
No one.
I paid like $120.
No one ever anywhere has ever paid that much for a tree as much as Hart.
Yeah, where did he go? Did he get lost in time and then show up at this place that ripped him off? Like, hey, this moron just paid $225. The sign says $75.
Did you go to Jones Tree Farm this year?
No, I didn't. People were asking about that with the guy with the 6 to 7 foot premiums. 7 to 8 foot premiums. No, I didn't go to that guy. I should have. I think he has a better price. We went to some other place that also has wreaths and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I paid $120, which I was like, it was sick to my stomach to do that. It looks good, though. It's a good looking tree, but I don't know.
You're kind of swayed to fake tree?
I'm leaning towards it just as a cost effective thing. And then you're just like,
I hate the needles. They're everywhere. I hate cleaning them up. I hate watering it. But I still think I lean real tree.
Harrow has not tried to drink from the tree this year, but he has in the past. Like, randomly he goes over there. He's like, oh, here's some fresh water. I go, you have a bowl.
I lean real tree, but I guarantee you, because this happens
with
everybody.
Coming.
No, the second I go to fake tree, I'm going to be like, why didn't I do this sooner?
Yeah.
Literally every, and this is my grandparents. This is my in-laws. This is friends of mine that are, similar age. It's not just an age thing where you're like, the tree is too much. Anybody who switches to a fake tree is like, I can't believe it took me so long. Yeah.
No, my parents did that a while ago, and they hated it at first because they were like, oh, it's not the same thing. You know, go cut it down. It's not the smell. But the light, you don't have to string the lights. Like, it's on there. It you can take it apart, store it away. Like, I'm not there yet, but I get the argument for it.
Okay. You have a fake tree back there, Nick?
My sister loves fake ones, so she has one, but we also have a real tree.
Got it. Billy?
One of each.
Real tree.
Yeah, real tree.
Real tree.
Okay.
Did you have to pay through the nose for it, though, Bill? Was it crazy?
No, mine wasn't bad. But mine's also, you know, maybe 6 foot tall.
A little bit smaller, but yeah. No, I don't. Mine's like not much taller than that.
I told this to Bill.
It's taller than the damn ball, but it's not like super
I said this before. We got the tree delivered this year for the first time ever, brag.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing you could
do. So they dropped it in the house.
They threw it in.
And I would
chuck it through the window.
No, it would hurt somebody if they did.
No, I put it in the stand, and I'm like, I need to cut the top of the tree off
a little bit.
I need to hack it out a little bit. Well, I'm like, Kat, I'm like, do we have any tools for this?
She's like, you pull one end, like, I'll go over here.
God, do we even have tools to cut the top off?
So it's just like up, it's like bent at the top, like into the ceiling?
No, we cut it. We did.
Oh, you did find something?
Yeah, but I was unaware we held the saw. I was unaware of that.
Big man over here on his own saw.
I had to ask my wife where it was.
Then I watched her cut it. I was like, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
We do, in fact, own one.
Good.
Right.
So just in case you need to cut next year's tree, you'll have that saw ready to go.
We're way in front of it. Okay, there you go. That's Would You Rather every Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned for Pure Hoops with Terp at High Noon. Plus, we have the hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.